Welcome to Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. Listening to City Radio Online, here to connect. This is Breakthrough Women, experiencing the speed of grace. My name is Andrea, and with me in the studio is our breakthrough catalyst, Valerie. Hi, Valerie.
Hi, Andrea. Hi.
Valerie, so great to have you back in the studio with us.
My pleasure.
Now, Valerie, today let's dive right into the question again. Mm-hmm. Now, this question is a relationship question.
Okay, exciting.
Now, this person says, I've been praying for a partner for a long time, but I've not been able to meet the right person. Mm. Time is running out for me, and I feel like I need to take things into my own hands. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, yeah. What should we do?
That sounds really familiar, you know. I have got ladies emailing me with the same thread of story. Mm. Like, I've been praying, I've been asking, but nothing's happening. I'm losing hope. I don't think I can get married. Oh, okay. And, you know, they are not even thinking about dating because they feel that they are so late. That they, you know what, I just need to get married because I've been attending weddings. You know, there's this thing going on. For people like them, and I can really relate to that, Andrea.
Okay.
Because I didn't date for about 12 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we all have our own relationship stories, as in how we perceive relationships, how we perceive dating and marriage. Mm-hmm. For me, I grew up in a family where they're almost like, literally everybody's divorced, including I didn't grow up with a dad. Mm. So I had a very different perspective of marriage and dating, and I had to go through my process, you know. And maybe in the previous episodes, I shared about my health transformation. Like, I've been through 8 years, right, of health problems. Mm. And it affected my self-image and my self-esteem and self-worth. So that literally cut out the idea of dating because I didn't think I was worth it. Mm. And even when maybe at a point of time I felt I was worth it, I was interested in dating, I didn't know that I had to deal with my deep set hidden belief programs about men, relationships, marriage. And I learned that the hard way. So when I was at the 12th year and I was healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and running a business at that time, and I thought, okay, I would like to date.
Okay, can I ask, how old were you at that time?
I was 28.
Okay.
Okay, I was 28, and dating, I felt like a teenager because I don't know what it's like to go out with a guy when I was finally open to it.
Okay.
And then I did what I would do with any topic I'm interested in. Uh-huh. I went to the bookstore and I bought so many dating books. So many. Okay. You know, all the funny titles and very embarrassing. And I would read them, like, I would devour them, but I'll be so embarrassed for people to know that I'm reading a dating book. I would take another book to put under it when I'm outside.
Okay.
And I would read, I would underline, I'll write notes.
Like you're studying for an exam.
Yeah, I know. And I would Google all the problems. How do you text back a guy? I know. But we do that sometimes when we really want to be perfect, you know. But that's where I kind of lost hope. Like, I didn't feel that. I mean, initially I prayed, and my friends and me, my close girlfriends, we were single. And I always hear this thing going on, like, you know what, I can't find anyone in church, it's so small, look, everybody's married in our zone, you know. Or I don't see anyone, like, so you know. And then we try to take things in our own hands. we stop praying. Mm. We download certain apps, go online. Okay. You know, I tried everything. I tried on tried online website. Mm. I tried apps. Mm. I even went to explore a so-called elite dating club.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like they would only have so-called elite members, but it all just went haywire.
Okay.
You know, because if you are going with the energy of like as though you are some hunter hunting for a relationship or a man or a perfect soulmate, you are just going to go with the energy of being very needy. Like, I need a relationship, I need a man, I'm not happy until I'm dating. And I understand we all have to go through that. It's normal. And then the learning process for me is that when I was with that energy, I did go on a lot of dates, you know. And I met all kinds of people, and I realized that I had to be challenged in my standards. Like, Valerie, are you really gonna sit through 3 hours? Are you happy? Are you enjoying yourself? You know, those voices coming in my mind. Maybe it's God asking me those questions, like, are you serious? You know? And then I would find myself compromising myself because I went with the idea of, you know what? You don't have much of a choice, right? And I did get into a relationship with that belief program in me, that, you know what, I have this background. So my background was having those physical issues, physical health issues and emotional issues. And I thought, well, I don't have much of a choice, and if he accepts me, I'm very lucky already. You know, that kind of mindset. And I don't know what is your, you know, listener, what is your thing that you feel you're not worth it because of that? Whether it's how you see yourself and you think you're not worth it and then you're willing to compromise. Please don't do that, because if you do that, the way you pray is also very needy. You know, like, God, please, 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 like that. Please give me a man. Please help us meet sooner. And then you just wait and you do nothing. It doesn't make sense, you know. So what if, so one end we pray, we fast, we ask everybody to pray together, and then you don't change anything you do every day. Nothing's going to change, and then you get disappointed and angry with God, and then you go to the other end, forget it, God's not going to help me, I don't see anybody in church, I don't want to do this, time is running out, and then you go and take things in your own hands on the other end. But what if you meet God in the middle, and what if you ask God and say that, you know what, I'm open to some magic in my life. I'm open to make room for you. I'm willing to look beyond my normal environment. I am willing to for you to work in my life in this area. You know, I'm willing to try new things and meet new people while I work on myself. What if it's possible to meet the man of your dreams, maybe even better than your reality, if you are willing to partner with God and have fun? You know, when I went through that dating phase, right, and then I went to a relationship out of a need of being in a relationship, it crashed like within months. And when it crashed, I knew that if I don't resolve that, because I learned some things about myself, I learned that I compromised my standards, I learned that I've been attracting a certain type of guys, and I would ask myself, what's the pattern here? Is it a reflection of my deep set beliefs about men? And indeed I was, because I was attracting a lot of unavailable men, emotionally unavailable, because I grew up with an absentee dad, you see. So I thought I had to make a choice. it's either I accept that, you know, like, well, this is my life, this is my fate, you know, or I'm going to believe that, you know what, yes, I grew up in that environment, but I can create my life with God. You know, I can believe that there are available men for me because I'm also available emotionally, and I can also meet someone who's emotionally available to me. And it's a very intentional thing, guys. I mean, I had to open up a journal and list, you know, what do I like about my previous relationship? What do I not like? Mm. And you can see, wow, what do I not like? The list is so long. And you get an idea, what is your standard? What do you really want? Mm. If you're frustrated, if you're depressed or sad about your previous relationship, it's okay. Take it the other way and see it as a way to learn about yourself.
Yeah.
About what are your preferences.
Mm.
You know? Mm. And when you are clear about your preferences, you are clear about your standard. And then when you're clear about your standard, it's time to look within yourself and ask yourself, am I such a person too?
Mm.
You know? Very bluntly put, like, I mean, I told that to myself first. Mm. If you want an A, you have to be an A, you know?
Yeah.
You know? And that's where I got very interested in personal development, about self-development. That's where I dived into investing in my self-growth, be it spiritually, professionally, socially. And then I made a so-called commitment to myself. Because I asked myself this question, Valerie, would you date yourself? How does it feel like when I date you? You know, so I imagine, how would guys feel like when they date someone like me?
Mm.
You know? Not being myself, being prim and proper and everything. Not just not being myself, not laughing out loud like I do. And I'm like, no, that's not me. I would like to be myself. I would like to be free and happy and be myself. And then the next question is, Valerie, then would you marry you? Would you dare to marry you? And I had to be so real with myself, and I wrote a commitment letter to myself. I actually wrote a vow to myself, the wedding vow. And I wrote to myself, Valerie, I would marry you through sickness and death, through richer or poorer. I would still choose you. I would love you. And let's explore. Let's have fun. And then I dive into learning how to date myself. I kind of got disinterested in the dating apps and profiles. I stopped checking for messages. I actually made appointments with myself. I put in my schedule a date night, dinner night with Val. You know, it sounds funny, but you got to try it.
Yeah.
And I would dress up. I'll go to very nice restaurants alone. I'll go to movies alone. And it's not comfortable at first, but I was learning how to like myself. Then I learned how to love myself. Then I learned how to have fun with myself. And you know what's funny? When I was like that, my energy is like that. Even the way I reply the guys on the apps and messages, or the guys I see just walking by me, I feel like I became more attractive. I feel like I'm having fun. I don't need you to be my boyfriend. I'm not going to interview you whether you're my boyfriend material. And that makes you even more attractive. Because you don't need a guy. You don't need a date. But all the more people want to be with you because you look like you're having fun.
Yeah.
You look so anchored with yourself. You look like you've got something. And then that's how I met my current husband, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
How did you meet him?
We met on an app.
Oh, wow.
And it came so divinely because if we swipe left,
no,
swipe right, left. If I swipe left at that moment, then it was gone forever.
You know? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we both swiped right and we talked. I mean, he texted me first. I remember very well. It was 31st December 2015. Mm. And I was in church. Mm. You know, I saw the message. I didn't reply. I was just enjoying myself in church. That day I was alone. Mm. And then after church, I'm like, okay. Then I replied. I ignored for a day. Then I replied. Then it just went on. I didn't think too hard. Mm. I didn't like, you know, is this the one? Like that.
Okay.
Very different energy.
Mm-hmm.
And it just flowed. It just felt so easy day after day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. And how did you know that this was the person that God was preparing for you all these years?
Okay, I knew because after the commitment letter I wrote to myself, right?
Yeah.
I was writing to God a letter after a movie I was watching, Everline, you know? Everline, the movie. And Everline, the movie, is like this woman who's been hiding her true self, and she keeps getting into relationships, and then she breaks up before the guy knows everything about her.
Mm.
And I found that I could relate to her, and then I thought, you know what, I want to be my true self. And I wrote to God. I say, God, if relationship's not for me, why do I tear when I see people so happy together on Instagram? Like, tear not because I'm upset with them, but more of like, where's my own relationship?
Mm.
So I wrote down the kind of relationship I keep seeing in my vision, my dreams. And I was very specific in the kind of men I would like to meet.
Mm.
I didn't go to like that one guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was not like that. I believe that there are many guys for you.
Mm.
It's just which one you want, you know? There is not just one soulmate. There are many soulmates that you can pick from. That are like the type you like.
Mm.
Whether it's physical looks, personality, interests, nationalities.
Mm.
You know, I was so open. I said somewhere exotic. I really wrote that. I really wrote that somewhere exotic. But this person appreciates my culture, my Chinese culture, very much.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote about his personality. Mm. I wrote about, I would like a very decisive guy, not wishy-washy, because I used to attract that type, you know. But I told God very specifically, when we are together, how we feel, we really have fun, you know, and how I make this guy feel. You know, I make him feel like a man when he's around me. I make him feel so happy when he's with me. And then I wrote also about, I was very specific, Andrea.
Okay.
And then he really showed up as that guy. I was also specific about he would have to know that my past, like my background, and he'll be proud of what I do in my work, you know. And really, really, it ticks all the boxes.
Wow.
Because he is exotic. He's from Lebanon, and he speaks Mandarin because he loves the Chinese culture before he met me.
Oh, wow.
So he studies in Confucius University in Lebanon, and and all the Beijing teachers, I think he speaks better Mandarin than me in his accent.
Wow.
So it's really possible, you know. Don't limit God. You can meet in ways above and beyond your comprehension. Don't box how God should work.
Okay.
Yeah, trust and have fun.
Okay, so if you could wrap it up in like two sentences or two points, what would you say to the listeners that are going through this right now? Like, they've been single for a long time, they've been praying, but nothing's happening. Oh God, where is my partner? Yeah.
Okay. The first thing is look within, not without. Don't look, keep looking. You're going to keep on looking like everybody else and get lost in the crowd. Look within yourself first and work on your relationship with yourself first.
Mm. And what you said just now, you went on so many dates, but then you didn't find the one through those so many dates because
I didn't know what I want.
You didn't know what you want. So there's no point in going on countless of dates when you yourself don't know what you want.
Yes.
Okay.
And if you don't look within yourself, you will never know what you want.
Okay. Okay. Number two.
Number two, partner with God.
Partner with God.
Partner with God, because if you try to do it yourself, you're still at the human, very human level. If you want some magic in your life, you always have to partner with God. That's that. It makes it so fast and so fun when you partner with God. Mm. I call it the speed of grace. When you partner with God, you tell Him, you know what, I'm ready. Thank you so much for stirring my heart in this area of my life to want to be ready for relationships. While I work on myself, I would like to invite you to connect me with the men that I would love to meet and the men who would love to meet me. Yeah, I know. I actually wrote a letter to God to pray for that future husband or that future few men I want to meet. I believe it would be a few, not just one. You'll meet a few, make friends, and then you pick.
Okay, so it's it's not like, okay, God, you do it, and I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to sit here and wait for the man to appear in my life.
Yeah.
It's not God do everything and I don't do anything, or it's not I do everything, you know, just like...
Yeah, not I do everything and then you bring to God and say, bless this relationship, you know?
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a partnership with God.
It's a partnership.
Amazing. Okay, thank you so much, Valerie. I hope you've been blessed by our session today with Valerie.
And visit Valerie's website at speedofgrace.com and follow her on Instagram @speedofgrace.